Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the design collapse of civilization. It's designed to literally have society break down and end as we know it, creating a worldwide disintegration. We'll cover it next segment. We can stop it. There's not much time. John Bounds filed a new report on the situation in Afghanistan. There's a microcosm.
American citizens are trapped behind enemy lines. They can't reach the airport in Kabul that is surrounded by thousands of refugees and Taliban because they are being hunted.
My direction, the State Department continues to reach out to the remaining Americans we have identified by phone, email, and other means to ascertain their whereabouts and their plans.
Showing their passports will only get them killed.
These American citizens and American allies and residents are soon either going to be executed by Taliban regime because they're behind the enemy lines, or either they're going to be dying out of hunger and thirst because they cannot get out of their house to get food and get water. So these people are at really high risk. There's thousands of them. My sister, she's got two kids in America. She's an American citizen, and it's been 6 days, 7 days. She's attempted 3 times to go to the airport, but they will not let them pass unless they show their passports. If they show their passports, if they wave their passport at a Taliban, that this is me, this is an American citizen, that's a death call, death sentence for herself. She will be killed on the spot, or she will be taken and executed.
Other countries are sending in special forces to extract their citizens. Biden has essentially turned his back on the American citizens his hasty pullout has trapped. And with little over a week left to accomplish the impossible, Biden will fail on a massive scale.
Will you, we're 9 days away from the August 31st deadline. Will you extend that deadline, or what is your thought process on extending the evacuation operation?
Military about extending, but hopefully we will not have to extend. But there are going to be discussions, I suspect, on how far along we are in the process.
It's an unmitigated disaster. Hostages are already being taken. They're already being killed. And the next step is to go in there and seize all the airfields across Afghanistan, create a safe corridor, go out and get our citizens, our allies, our Afghans, and bring them back. Taliban's going to run. Al-Qaeda's going to run. They can't face us. But this is probably 6 to 8 months of additional time added to the timeline, in my opinion.
Biden's latest speech reveals that he refuses to grasp the full weight of what his administration caused, instead continuing to pat himself on the back.
What we are doing is extraordinary.
Poll also found that based in part on what's transpired in the last week, the majority of Americans, forgive me, I'm just the messenger, no longer consider you to be competent, focused, or effective in the job.
I haven't seen that poll. Look, I had a basic decision to make. I either withdraw America from a 20-year war that, depending on whose analysis you accept, cost us $150 million a day for 20 years or $300 million a day for 20 years. Where are our national interests? Where do they lie? And the idea that we are in a situation where we can not recognize that terrorism has metastasized around the world and the need for us to focus on other parts of the world, which create an even greater danger of an Al-Qaeda-like operation beginning, can't be ignored. My job is to make judgments. My job is to make judgments no one else can or will make. I made them. I'm convinced I'm absolutely correct. Is the Taliban going to attempt to be able to unite and provide for the well-being of the people of Afghanistan, which no one group has ever done since before, dealing for hundreds of years? And if it does, it's going to need everything from additional help in terms of economic assistance, trade, and a whole range of things. The Taliban has said, we'll see whether they mean it or not. They're seeking legitimacy. I think that history is going to record This was the logical, rational.
And now the Taliban's threatening to attack U.S. forces if they don't leave. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. Make profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support. Carved on the sides of the pyramids and the obelisk, ordered the firstborn sons in the time of Ramses the First. He put to the sword in a human sacrifice to their gods. And if you believe the Jewish story of Passover, then decades later, as judgment, God sends the angel of death to kill the firstborn of the Egyptians. Well, we know that's the way the world works, right? What comes around goes around. And if anybody is a pagan, if anybody is somebody promoting occultism, it's Klaus Schwab. So I've read four Klaus Schwab's books. We've had a bunch of guests on about it. But just this weekend, I was searching around, following some links, and I went to Wikipedia of all places. And I went through the links that went to articles and quotes he's put out where he says, I want a global dictatorship. I don't want the general public to have a say. Now, we already know all this, but even Wikipedia says it. And they got articles from 2015-16 by major international think tanks saying the Davos Group is really the Bilderberg Group with all the big money, all the big banks, and the Chinese. And it's going to end up overthrowing the governments of the world and we've got a big problem because Klaus Schwab wants to replace it with an authoritarian model. And, you know, the crew is great. I sent them a bunch of clips this weekend, and I forgot during the break to get those clips lined up. You guys have the Klaus Schwab clips lined up? There's so many of them. Just maybe play the one that the lockdown never ends, that the Great Reset never ends, or the one where he wants us to be angry. Just play a few of those. Here it is.
It'll play out in November. But what we know is that we will end up with many more unemployed, and particularly also people in the gray economy, which are not counted for, who lose their jobs. So we will see definitively a lot of anger already now, but probably increase by the end of the year, because this crisis will be with us until we really have found a remedy. So we have to prepare for a more angry world. And how to prepare? It means to take the necessary action to create a fairer world.
Okay, so let's stop right there. The mega banks that don't pay taxes, that are screwing everybody over, big tech has doubled and tripled its profits under what he's done the last 2 years. We have to prepare for a more angry world. And he goes on in his writings to explain We're going to blame the nation states. We own these presidents. We own these prime ministers. We're going to have them do all these horrible things and lock people down. And then the society will collapse because there's no food and water. We'll organize the third world to invade the first world. The UN will. And then we'll organize the public for a new communist system and a universal income because there's no jobs and no food when it's their order to lock down and the virus they released that was the pretext of the whole thing. And he says it all in the Great Reset. But this is Wikipedia. Klaus Schwab. Head of the Bilderberg Group, world government, head of the UN Sustainability Project, calls for depopulation, all the foundations he runs. And you go read it. Look at this. Capture of democratic structures and institutions. Schwab, as publisher of the World Economic Forum 2010 Global Redesign, which is just a coming out of the Bilderberg Group, postulates that a globalized world is best managed by a coalition of multinational corporations. What do you see happening now? Governments, including through the UN system, a civil select society, organizations, CSOs, it argues that governments can no longer and are overwhelmingly dominant actors on the world stage, and that the time has come for a new stakeholder paradigm for international governance. The WEF's vision includes a public-private UN in which certain specialized agencies would operate under joint state and non-state governance systems. According to the Transnational Institute, the forum is hence planning to replace a recognized democratic model with a model where a self-selected, that's called dictatorship, self-selected group of stakeholders make decisions on behalf of the world. A self-selected group of stakeholders make decisions on behalf of the people of the world. Doesn't matter what your doctor says. Doesn't matter what you want. Doesn't matter what your governor says. They say. The think tank summarizes that we are increasingly entering a world where gatherings such as Davos are a silent global coup d'etat to capture governance. Now, let's actually read an article written by the International Trilateral Institution, admitting what's going on. Davos and its danger to democracy. Now, let me explain. Schwab explains this. They have the idiot Trudeau, the moron Joe Biden, the fool Merkel, and the buffoon Boris Johnson, and Macron, the little, he's been a pedophile slave since he was 6 years old, on record. He was at a sex dungeons on record at 12, on record. So he's been in a slave brothel since 12 publicly, we're saying earlier. All these people you see up there are total puppets. And they're the ones saying, do not look at the sun. Do not talk to your neighbor to make you hate them so you think the Australian government or the U.S. government is this, so you hate your institutions, while the very globalists are above it manipulating the whole thing to destroy it. And, of course, these low-grade morons they put in don't even know they're destroying themselves when they say, do not look at the sun, do not talk to your neighbors. And Schwab jokes, he goes, we will make them very angry, and at the right time, they will abolish their governments and sign on to UN control. Once we have the new global currency over their phones, we will guarantee them a new income and direct them and forgive all debts, but then they will be under our complete control. And they are so close to this. So, again, I'm not defending our corrupt governments, but why would they have the FBI going around and engaging in such crime? Why would they have the CIA and in the news? Oh, the CIA supplied thousands of boys to Afghans to rape. Because the CIA was set up by Cecil Rhodes. The CIA was set up to bring down the U.S. It's always been there doing this. And that's why you have the collapse of Afghanistan. All of it is about destroying the nation state, because at least there you get some due process, some something. But under this, you get absolutely nothing. So it's on, folks, and they just plan the collapse of society, and they've announced their new world ID. It won't just be a chip. Schwab says, we can transcend the chip. The heart is a highly powerful electromagnetic computer. Yeah, it puts off a lot of electricity. The hair on my left side of my chest is gray, not on the other. That's from that electricity. That's from that powerful beast. And it's flame-throwing. And they go, your new ID will be your heart. Scanners will control you. You will wear a bag over your head. Submission. No more meat. You own nothing. And he knows we're under Stockholm Syndrome. So the average liberal woman actually, like, worship him. They go, oh, God, I want nothing. I don't want to own anything. Kill me, Schwab. I mean, literally, leftists just go, kill me. Kill me, Schwab. He just, I will kill you. Don't worry. I'm going to kill you. And he's just slaughtering Africa, mass murdering them, and then just organizing who's left in giant armies of invaders. I mean, it's just absolute hell on earth. And I told you to come with forced inoculations, come with world government, come with open borders. Suppose the shots don't work. That's all embedded down. Bloomberg says, oh, it turns out you get sicker if you've got the vaccine. Oh, don't worry. We got more vaccines for you. So you're going to see it. Games are over. I'm kind of happy about it in a way. All these leftists will soon be dead on their own accord. Get ready, folks, and get close to Jesus, because games are over. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Monday, August 23rd, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got this article out of LifeSite News. Pilots seek restraining order against United Airlines, unlawful life-threatening vaccine mandate. We'll tell you what the judge has done with this and a new big suit that's being prepared to be filed. We've got the documents right here. Joining us is one of the lead lawyers involved in this, Ken Ferguson at FergusonLawPA.com. We really appreciate him standing up and taking action. And so give us the latest. There's a lot of big news here, obviously, and this is unprecedented what's happening with the blood clot issue connected to these so-called shots and then what happens with pilots. This is really scary.
It is, Alex. So what we did is we petitioned the Southern District of Florida to basically ask them for a hard stop. We have affidavits of highly qualified doctors who are saying that not only do these vaccines pose specific harms to the public generally, but they pose specific harms to pilots who fly at 36,000 feet in the air. And I think that we can all agree, it doesn't matter, pro-vax, left, right, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, this is about safety. And these pilots are very concerned that if they were to be forced to be inoculated, or if they're up in the air at 36,000 feet and something happens to both the pilot and co-pilot, we better pray that one of the 300 passengers on board knows how to fly and land an aircraft. This is a health and safety issue, not only for the pilots, but for the passengers and the public as well.
Now, looking at this, before it wasn't an authorized shot, which violates the Nuremberg Code, but still the way they authorized it wasn't done properly. So this is all a giant fraud here. I mean, even most foreign countries aren't going this far. Why do you think the airlines are doing this, and where are you guys going from here?
Alex, that's a good point. The one question we keep asking, and the pilots want to know too, is why are we doing this so fast? Why are we rushing this? You know, United claims it's all about its safety for all its employees, but yet if you check VAERS, even according to VAERS, which as we know, the info that they're putting out is suspect at best, but even according to VAERS, there's over 12,000 reported deaths, which is over which is double the amount of the last two decades. So, you know, it's not safe for their employees, but yet they're dictating their employees what to do with their bodies. And again, it is unconscionable to me to think that they are having to tell somebody to take an experimental vaccine. That means, hey, choose between your livelihood to feed, clothe, and house your families or take an experimental vaccine. And, I mean, it's disgusting, Alex. I'm very bothered by it. These are mothers. These are fathers. These people are calling me hysterical. That's not hyperbole. This is real. My phone, I can't keep up with the calls quite literally. And I want the people who are listening and to watch to know that someone is out there fighting for you. You're not alone. And there's a lot of people like you. Alex, on the TRO, I filed, there was 18 pilots. There's getting ready to be exceedingly over 60 other employees that we're getting ready to file this lawsuit. And it's going to be big. And we're coming hard.
Well, of course, I'm never good at announcing the big announcement up front. You are filing a major lawsuit against these airlines. Please tell us about that.
Sure. I hope you can appreciate this. I don't want to tilt my hand too much, but suffice to say, we filed a TRO, a temporary restraining order, and the judge did deny it based on that he did not think that the facts were sufficient enough to establish a likelihood of success, or that they would suffer irreparable harm, which is frankly insulting. Basically, the judge on one hand said that because they can wait until they're fired, then they can then seek monetary damages is insulting at best, because, again, the point of the of us seeking an emergency restraining order is because this is an issue of national security. That can't be overstated. I mean, we're talking about pilots who fly airplanes. They don't feel safe, Alex. They are quite literally calling and doing all the protocols, saying we are so stressed. They are not. They are calling in sick, or they are doing the proper protocols in order to, because they don't feel safe flying, much less, you know, wanting to get inoculated with some experimental vaccine. That's,
and by the way, paralysis. You see how this is already, a lot of hospitals are shutting down because a lot of the doctors and nurses are quitting over forced inoculation. A lot of the airplanes are, flights are being canceled. I mean, this is already breaking society down. And then they admit these so-called vaccines aren't even working. The efficacy of the Pfizer is down to like 30 or 40-some percent now.
Yeah, Alex, the other thing else I want to point out is this is not just the airlines. It's everybody. Ever since I've taken lead on this, I have had calls, believe it or not, from pharmaceutical companies. The actual companies are people saying, I don't want to have to be forced to take this. I'm having it from hospitals. I'm having it from fire departments. I don't want to divulge the clients, obviously, but it is everywhere, Alex. It's rampant. And what I keep trying to tell people is, you know, and I encourage them to follow what their employers tell them to do, but you can file these EEOC exemptions. But I mean, I don't think that America was founded on the principles that you should be able to have to convince somebody how Christian enough you are or how Buddhist enough you are, and then have the company decide whether or not that fits their reasonableness as to whether or not you should take
this vaccine. Well, sure. I mean, Klaus Schwab set all this up. I covered it last hour. Even as Wikipedia says, he wants corporate governance, and he says this whole forced vaccine thing is a first test of global corporate governance.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And this is the other thing, and I know I've heard you talk about this before, but here's the thing. At first, the employee mandate, at least this is for United, it's, you know, you can take one shot of Johnson & Johnson or two shots of Moderna. Okay, but here's the thing, right? What happens when it's, okay, well, now you got to get the booster, and then it's booster one, booster two, booster three. This isn't going to stop. And that's the real concern here. It's not going to stop with just one shot or two shots. It's going to keep going, and it's going to be all in the name of, well, it's in your safety, until it's obviously too late. And I keep saying this, that I don't know what it's going to take to wake America up out of apathy. This is very serious, and it's incredibly alarming and concerning as, you know, to our constitutional rights. You should not be having to barter with our God-given rights as Americans.
On a scale of 1 to 10, historical tyranny-wise, we've never seen something this crazy. Vaccine passports, global IDs, all the big tech running it, censoring medical doctors, censoring treatments, announcing all this stuff. I mean, this is incredible.
Absolutely. And I actually just found this out today that, believe it or not, United is using a – we're going to be alleging this, that United's using inconsistent data from the CDC and the NIH from a doctor who, guess what, worked with Dr. Fauci at the Gain-of-Function Research in North Carolina, who is currently on the board of Pfizer. I mean, they're not even hiding it anymore, Alex, and it's I'm really pissed. I'm angry. These people are good Americans. More than half of them have served our country in the military, and they're pissed, and they have a right to be.
Well, you know, this is a genetic, economic, financial, biomedical takeover. And we come back, I want you to recap this and get into the suit, how people support it and what's happening. Because this is the tip of the spear. They're coming for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. And there's never enough shots. There's never enough. As Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you live under is what you will accept. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free. A CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Well, it's being announced. They've already filed a TRO, but now they're filing a lawsuit. Ken Ferguson's a lawyer who's doing it out of Florida. FergusonLawPA.com. Smart guy. Recap the lawsuit, and just, you've got the floor here, about where we are, what's coming out, what we know, because this is just amazing. Experimental vaccines, they admit, don't work, that aren't vaccines. And now they're trying to make a mandatory, and now they've said, oh, now it's approved by the FDA, even though it skipped all the federal laws. I mean, this is a Twilight Zone event.
It is. And right before the break, Alex, you mentioned the fiscal nightmare this is causing. You know, it's interesting. The United spends hundreds of millions of dollars training their pilots, their flight attendants, maintenance workers. You know, are they just going to write this off? Is this now a sunk cost to them? I mean, think about what might be really going on for them to want to write off all the experience of pilots. And in fact, United actually announced, I found this out recently, that United announced a company-wide jobs fair where programs where they intend to hire 5,000 new pilots who have zero flight hours. That is reckless at best. So I always am thinking to myself these days, it's like, who's going to be paying for these sunk costs? The safety of the passengers, the shareholders, stockholders? I mean, what's going on here? So
say that again, because I saw that, and they couched, well, they're going to be minorities, but we're going to hire people that weren't even trying to be jet pilots. I mean, this sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, again, as I just said.
No, that, you got it. And the thing is, you know, these guys who my the name plaintiffs, and there's going to be a lot more. I'm not kidding you when I said that my phone was so full of calls and voice messages that I had to call my provider and get more memory because it was so overloaded. People are scared, and I want them to know, I want to reiterate this, that we're going to be fighting for you. You're not alone, and that is important to know. Alex, these people are calling, you know, and just elated to know that someone's out there fighting for them. So just I want to let those who I haven't returned and those that are listening, that people are going to go to bat for you. There are people who care, and we're going to be fighting for this.
Well, Ken, I mean, this is the whole future. This is a corporate attempted world government pharmaceutical company takeover with things that don't work, that have all these problems, and now they want to make everybody take it. But then have you seen the video of the CEO of Pfizer saying he's not going to take it? And then the former chief scientist at Pfizer says don't take it? I mean, this is just madness.
Yeah. Without divulging too much information, there's somebody from one of those companies who have actually called me concerned that they're going to impose a mandate. And based on what I'm doing with United, may want me to go forward with them. I mean, think about that. There are employees at some of these companies who are reluctant to want to take the vaccine themselves. I think that speaks volumes as to the efficacy and the how well these things work, I guess, to say at least. But, you know, Alex, going back to it, we filed the TRO, and again, that's exactly what it sounds like. It's a temporary restraining order. We're going for a full-blown lawsuit. It's going to be filed this week, and I'll be sure to send your office a copy of it. And it's going to hit hard. We've got exceedingly over 50 people, could have more, but it's just a matter of time and the urgency of this to get this thing out and filed. And while there will be allegations, there actually are some complex issues about violations of 1983 claims, which are civil rights claims. You have they kind of bridge into Title VII claims. They go into other civil rights issues.
I was about to ask, this is a lawyer. Historically, on its face, nobody ever tried this. It violates the Nuremberg Code, federal law, common sense, HIPAA. I mean, it's a bum rush of all of our rights.
You know, and that's what I was just about to say, Alex. I have figured out a way to. At least I believe it. If I can get a judge to call balls and strikes, I believe that we're going to prevail on this. Never guarantee anything, but all I'm looking for is a judge to look at this for what it is. And you said it. Let's not check our common sense at the door here. The only reason that discrimination exists is because there must be a set of rights that must be discriminated from. So at its core, I keep saying it's whether it's EEOC, Title VII, 1983, at the end of the day, they all emanate from the same source, the Constitution. And I know you're a constitutionalist yourself. And, you know, at the end of the day, emergency does not create power. I understand the COVID pandemic was scary. People were forced to it really was triage at that point. I get it. But here's the thing. Emergency doesn't create power. And the Constitution itself was we didn't suspend the Constitution or didn't go on a sabbatical when we were in World War I, World War II, Korea, Cuban Missile Crisis, Cold War. I mean, no, the Constitution is there so that we know that there's always something stable. And I feel like, and you're the historian, but, you know, it's almost like that over the last 50 years, it's almost like Congress has whittled away our rights via legislation that's not being protected by the
judiciary. Well, they've been signing it over to the UN and multinational corporations who admit that's their plan. So, absolutely, we don't just need your suit. We need everybody to file suit. and everybody to just not comply, because this is all about a war of wills. It's not about an inoculation. It's not about safety. It's about a world ID on your phones run by big tech to track where you go and what you do. And Schwab and Gates admit they want to carbon tax everybody and track what you do once you have the medical ID that is the basis of this world ID.
And going off that, it's not just about United. I mean, I can take this into Section 230, and that's been a big topic, and I've heard you talk about that. Here's the thing. Just common sense will tell you, you know, lawyers make things often way more complicated than they need to be. Let's just ask ourselves this. We are in an era of literally trillion-dollar companies, but the only reason that they're able to exist is because we, the American people, let that happen. And I think we need to realize how much power we have. So what I have a problem with, and it does not take the proverbial or anecdotal astuteness of a Philadelphia lawyer to appreciate that, why would we as Americans allow big tech, big pharma, United to strip away our constitutional rights, and just because they have INC or LLC behind their name? No, that's not the way this works. Okay, the only reason that they're able to make so much money is because the lifeblood of their profits come from the employees. And I think it's important that we remember that we, the people, have that power. These corporations, you know what? Why don't they go incorporate and do all their business over in China? Why don't they go and do their business in Germany? Well, no, because America is the greatest country on earth. And they're profiting off us, of our people. So I do not, again, cannot emphasize enough, it is the lifeblood of this suit that bothers me, is the fact that these companies can say, well, since we've been employing you for 25 years and, we're just going to let you go because you won't be inoculated with an experimental vaccine that, one, doesn't work, and also against a disease that, or a virus rather, that has a 99% cure rate. It's disturbing at best.
We're being stampeded into a worldwide medical tyranny-based technocracy in their own words. And that's, I'm no lawyer, but don't these judges want their children to live in a free country? Don't people get that if it worked 100%, it'd still be wrong? Plus, the people running it, Fauci and Gates, were running the Wuhan lab and had everything to stand to gain from this and control big tech and have been censoring us and blocking treatments. It's so obvious. It's a takeover plan. And then we get Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation 11 years ago predicting how they would use this for total control.
And that's the thing. It bothers me because it's the pilots themselves. I'm not overstating this. They are legitimately concerned about flying the plane. And I keep thinking to myself, you know, we need to stop with trying to find ways to throw lawsuits out. Okay. When there's a wrong, there's supposed to be a remedy. Okay. This goes back to old common law. I mean, that was the purpose of the court. So as opposed to finding ways not to hear things, we need to get this addressed. And I pray to God that nothing happens between, you know, after the judge denied our suit or our TRO and us filing the full lawsuit, where we'll be seeking temporary and permanent injunctive relief, because, you know, people's lives are at stake. This is not hyperbolic. This is real life.
Well, sure. Putting untrained pilots in because they'll take the deadly shots sounds like Deepwater Horizon.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What we're witnessing is a corporate bureaucratic coup against the planet. And I showed you earlier the writings and statements of Klaus Schwab saying that. And so that's where we are. That's what's going on here. And we have to ask ourselves, are we going to let these bureaucrats sit there and, like Chicken Little, scare us into taking injections that don't protect us, that make us sick, but more importantly, tracking us with the apps as the new world ID card that they're setting up? This is a corporate big tech revolution. I've got the articles here. We already told you this over a year ago. They'd already been done in secret. They got leaked by insiders. But all the big tech companies that produce phones, it's more than seven companies, have agreed to this one ID system for the new vaccine passport, and all their software updates have it. They're talking about, to even let you have a phone, you better have it, and you better follow it, and you better obey it. You see, so you're going to have to give up your phones soon anyways, because they're going to make you submit to them to even have a phone, just like Pakistan did a few weeks ago. Biden's now calling on U.S. companies to mandate COVID-19 vaccine for employees following FDA decision. So you see, my friends, it's on. Going back to Ken Ferguson, a lawyer out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, representing United Airlines employees, flight attendants, and mechanics. Ken has e-filed a petition with the Southern District of Florida, asking a judge to order a temporary restraining order. That's been denied. Now he's getting a full suit ready. Please continue with other important points for folks out there.
Sure. And you had said it before, but I mean, we are, I'll feel comfortable saying this. I mean, bringing Nuremberg as a civil cause of action, as you're familiar with the Helsinki Accords, that's relevant here. It's all about consent, and these people are having to be forced into taking a experimental vaccine or keeping their livelihood. It's disgusting to even think about, frankly. Within strictly guarded parameters, all Americans do have certain unalienable rights that we have, whether that's, and they cannot be abridged, freedom of religion, privacy, the right to be left alone.
People aren't allowed to physically rape us, but Big Pharma says we're going to put a GMO concoction with the immortal cell lines of dead women and children into your body. We're going to control you. We're going to take control of your genetics, or we're not going to let you buy and sell. I mean, that's not just rape. That's slavery.
Exactly. That includes meaningful access to courts, people secure in their houses, persons in unreasonable searches and seizures, cruel, unusual punishment. That's what this is. I mean, you're saying, hey, either you could be. I had a conversation with a woman, Alex, who said, I'm scared I'm going to be homeless. I'm going to lose my health insurance. Maybe I should just take it. It's gut-wrenching to me. And it's,
but what they don't get is once you give in, just like everybody that took the shots, oh, now they don't work. Now you've got to take more. Oh, now you're still locked down. Submitting doesn't get you out of it.
Exactly. And at minimum, like I keep saying, I mean, there is ample evidence to suggest that the vaccines don't work. And let's just say there's another opinion. Of course, there's going to be. They do. The fact that there is a differences of opinion, why can't we just take a hard stop and pause? This is being it's strangely.
No, because we're being stampeded. We're being stampeded.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you. I mean, isn't it strange? I mean, I don't have the answer to this, but why are they trying to rush this so fast? What is the hurry?
Because that's what a blitzkrieg is. That's what Hitler did when he attacked. You've got to get it done quick before people realize what hit them, because the scientists are all on record. I mean, thousands of them, that this is not a vaccine and it's going to cause a lot of illnesses and death. And so they just want to get it all done, ruin our immune systems, and then control us where we've got to have shots all the time to live.
Well, I don't think it's I think there's a reason why they called it the doctor's trials back in Nuremberg. I mean, there was those who were put to death. I believe it was 30 of the 34.
Well, that's right. The genesis of the Nazis and their final solution didn't start in 1942. It started in 1933, and it was the medical corps that formed the heart of everything Hitler did.
Yeah. And there are certain causes of action that we're planning on bringing, because the information of which United has proffered in order to justify why they believe the vaccine is necessary is suspect at best. And quite frankly, it's just not true. It's just not true. But, you know, at the end of the day, what I want to hit on that is, you know, the crux or the bedrock of this lawsuit is the constitutional rights that we have. The Constitution at its core is a social contract between the people and the government. And we say we're willing to give up absolute freedom in exchange for these rights or these privileges. And so what I find I struggle to reconcile, or how the courts don't see this, is why would we as Americans allow, the government, we give up rights and we say, government, you promise us not to infringe on our freedom of religion, cruel and unusual punishment, free speech, et cetera. And in exchange, the government says, well, we promise to provide you health, safety, and welfare. So why on earth would Americans be okay with, making those promises that with the government that help us? Why would we relinquish those same rights to corporations, big tech, big pharma, whose sole purpose is to profit off of us? It's a rhetorical question, because the answer is obvious, is we shouldn't, but yet it's somehow being let to happen. And we've got to say no. I'm doing my part. I'm going to sue the hell out of them, frankly. They are doing so many things wrong, predicated on misinformation or disinformation. And, it's time people stand up. I'm a lawyer doing my part, doing what I can, but I mean, Alex, I'm really concerned.
Brother, I get it. I mean, on a scale of, again, a 1 to 100, this is like a 300. I mean, what they're power grabbing for, if they get across the goal line, is a dystopic technocracy tyranny, and the shots don't even work. I mean, like Regeneron, I've talked to a bunch of scientists. This company's been around since the 80s. It still might have side effects, but it really works, and the governor of Texas is offering it for free, and the company's passed on no profit. They're doing good. I know like 4 or 5 people have taken it. In 4 or 5 hours, they have no more symptoms. But, of course, that's not being pushed, and it's not mandatory. At least that's a gene therapy that works. This other thing doesn't work. I mean, it's crazy. But, it does make you sick, so I guess it does work.
Like, it's almost, I genuinely find it hard to believe. It is such a surreal,
I said the word is surreal. It's like, wow.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, and this is the thing too, right? If give people the option, okay? Even if there's evidence out there that is, you know, that the vaccine, you know, is harmful, okay? But it should be people's choice to take it. You shouldn't have to choose between your livelihood and experimental vaccine. That goes for all your rights. You know, it shouldn't be up to a company to say how Christian you are or how Buddhist you are or, you know, we don't think that's a legitimate reason, so we're going to fire you since you don't take this experimental vaccine.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, listen, here's the way to stop them. What you're doing legally, everybody just saying no, realizing the more you give in, the more they're going to win. But also the fact that they cooked it up at Wuhan, they stand to gain. Fauci and Gates own the stock. It doesn't protect you. And just go on the offense at city councils, county commissioners, everywhere you can get a speech, call into C-SPAN, call into talk radio, and everybody go to church, speak up, warn everybody, and just don't shut up about it and expose it.
And I found this this gem out today that why, you know, it's a question that I'm hoping to find out soon, and maybe your audience would like to ask themselves this as well. Why was United the only airline to receive federal authorization to pick up and deliver the vaccine on behalf of the U.S. worldwide when these drugs achieve EUA? I mean, it's the conflicts of interest and the overlap between government and private interest is
fascism.
But you know what, Alex? You say it all the time, but it's in our face, and they don't hide it anymore. And it's almost like why they, you know, it's almost like they're saying, how much can we push the American people until they stop?
I think you just said it. This is all a giant test. Ken Ferguson, as your suit unfolds, please join us again with updates. We really appreciate you. People can find out more at FergusonLawPA.com. Godspeed.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Wow, great guy. And that's the tip of the spear. And all of us doing this is a process of educating people and saying no, whether he wins or loses, it doesn't matter. We're fighting back in the end because this is his victory. All right, Gerald Celente is scheduled to take over. I got a few of the things I want to hit when we come back, and he's going to take over. Separately, we won't be on air if you don't fund us. Get some T-shirts, get some books, get some films. Get Vitamin Refusion back in stock, 33% off. So good for your immune system. Infowarsstore.com. Who knows how long InfoWars will be here? Who knows how long anything will be here? I mean, this is the end, my friend. This is serious stuff. So get right with God. But please get products at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a big sale that just launched. Quite a few products there I didn't even mention. We've got Living Defense back in stock, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock, 40% off. Vaso Beats back in stock, 50% off. And our new hair and beard support, also for women's hair and nails, 50% off. This is really a powerful multivitamin mineral. This is good for your immune system as well.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free. A CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.